Words versus deeds. For now, the fraternity Sigma Alpha Epsilon is perhaps the most famous fraternity in America for all the wrong reasons. It's also been disbanded from the campus of the University of Oklahoma at Norman for all the wrong reasons. Despite what you may believe, it's been disbanded because it got caught on tape and it embarrassed the university. Period. Consider this a silly racist chant among teenaged college students, land several of them with immediate expulsion and the closure of its house. In neighboring Missouri, an entire city targets, oppresses, and exploits millions of dollars from a black community, Ferguson. And lest we forget, kills them on a whim. And who gets fired? No one. Oh, there's some resignations, yes, but not one firing. There's a world of difference between the two. In Oklahoma, the most powerless people on campus are handed the most extreme sanction, expulsions. In Missouri, politicians and police who conspire to loot, exploit, and bleed an entire community for years, and no one gets fired. Wow. What's worse, racist words or racist actions that hurt thousands of people for years? The University of Oklahoma, founded in 1890, could have used this as, well, a teaching moment about the way racism moves from one generation to the next and how closed systems, in-groups, perpetuate these ideas. The university, while disclaiming these ideas, could have used its history department to teach the roots of those ideas in America and Oklahoman history. If it has an African-American studies program, it could have been a time to shine by providing a study program for SAE members. But first and foremost, it could have defended the First Amendment principle of freedom of speech and used the light of reason to flush out the power of hatred. Instead, a 19-year-old is marked, perhaps for life, with a brand of racism for being drunk and stupid and mean. After the shock wears off, bitterness will fill his soul. College, of all places, can't jump the gun for PR reasons. It must use opportunities to teach, to enlighten, to broaden consciousness for all students, even those, especially those, who love to sing about hanging niggers. From Prison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.